Time for the U.S. Staffing Radio Adventure.
Radio Adventure.
Benjamin Jones and Jim Dolson.
Yeah.
Dr. Dolson.
Yeah. Dr. Professor Dolson.
We swam in today.
Got our rowboats out.
Oh,
and
man, wow. It was raining out.
It's your rubber booties today.
Yeah.
You bet.
Well, I see the Lions won one yesterday, huh?
Oh wait,
is that a parallel universe game I watched?
That was maybe in the upside down. I don't know.
Maybe the upside down universe, right? Well, Greg, we're starting the show with a few funny...
You were drinking again,
no,
were you, Joe?
No, yeah. No, I don't do that, but yeah. In a parallel universe, maybe that would... Yeah, well, we're starting the show today with a few funny first impression stories, Greg. You know, first impressions.
Mm-hmm.
I get this one. This first is from a lady who was set up on a blind date by her friend, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she was in a bad mood due to getting a traffic ticket earlier that day. Her day got worse. When she showed up to the date, only to realize her blind date was, Greg, the... cop who gave her the ticket.
Now,
I'm guessing that was a short date.
Yes.
You made that up.
Did not make it up.
Yep.
Okay. We've got a reference to support
that. It was probably a short date, but probably not as short as this next one.
Don't you think the cop was like, that was really awkward for him? It's like, oh, I gave you a ticket earlier today.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm sure they run into people they give tickets to all the time. So.
Yeah.
Well, here's another one from a lady. She said, he picked me up. We went to a movie that I had picked. When we arrived at the theater, he started to freak out because the movie was rated R. He called his mom and asked if he could see the movie.
Like 15?
She said, nope. So the date ended. We were both 21 years old at the time.
No.
Mama's boy redefined right here, man. That's classic definition.
Here's one last one.
It's fake news.
It's a quick one here. We stopped by his family's barbecue on our way to our date, and we found out that we're third cousins.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that could be a bummer.
Yeah.
We're done.
Better to find out on the front end, though.
Yeah, that's right. Than at the altar.
Maybe after you eat.
Yes, yeah.
Well, Greg, those folks could have benefited from the article we're discussing today from the Harvard Business Review. Now, get this. It's titled, Five Techniques to Build Rapport with Your Colleagues. And this was written by Christina Hillsburg just last week, Ben.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, one thing that is happening in the job market right now is wage inflation, which we've talked about several times. And when that happens, we also see more people leaving their current employer for better pay at another employer. Mm. And that means having to build those work relationships with a whole new set of colleagues.
Oh, you just got to start over. Every time you change, you got to start over.
Start over.
Yeah. Well, Hillsburg, the author, gives us five tips to help do that, like to start over when you go to a new employer. Now, the first tip that she gives us here is find ways to make yourself well-rounded.
Mm-hmm.
And what she's talking about here is learning some new skills or hobbies that are going to make you more balanced and more useful, I guess, to your new team.
Yeah, for sure. So, and it's important to realize that when you do have to become an expert, or that you do not have to become an expert in any of these areas necessarily, you just want to be able to add some value in, you know, new ways that and learn some new skills. So the second tip the article gives is don't pretend to be somebody you're not. Which is Captain Obvious.
Don't be that third cousin.
That's right. try to connect with someone over fake shared interests often fails, and the other person sees right through that about every time anyway.
It would be like me saying, I love to play golf, Ben.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah.
I hate golf.
Yeah. 2 minutes into the conversation about golf, I'd be like, he doesn't like golf.
He doesn't know anything we're talking about.
Right.
Well, just remember that people tend to gravitate to people who are authentic rather than having the exact same interest.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so try to find some shared topics of interest that you can connect with other people on. All right, so this next step by the author is very simple but sometimes hard to follow, and that is listen. So most people, my wife tells me this all the time, just listen to me, Jim. Most people enjoy talking about themselves and their interests instead of listening.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, you may not have those same interests, but you can genuinely ask questions in order to get to know the person. So you don't need to act like you have the same interests.
Who's your mom? Like, we got to make sure we're not related.
That's right. That's right.
That's always a good lead-in.
All right. So
you mean act like you're listening?
Act like you're listening. That's right.
Okay.
So the fourth tip that Hillsburg gives is give to get. And this is the idea that in order to get others to feel comfortable sharing details about themselves, you may want to offer some information about yourself, you know, to break that ice.
Yeah. Well, it's also important not to overshare with people. I think we discussed this a few weeks ago, too much information, you know. Oversharing can make people uncomfortable, Greg, and will have the opposite effect that you're trying to achieve.
Like, yeah, they'll avoid you.
Stay away from Dolson. He says things anyways. The last tip given here is to take notes. Now, I'm just trying to picture this. If I'm having a conversation with somebody, I'm not sure I'm whipping out my notepad to take notes.
I don't think
so. But this is not suggesting to write things down, but rather small details. Remember them about their life, their interests, maybe their name.
That
can be tough.
That's a good start.
Oh, man. I struggle with that one.
You know, and maybe, maybe you've been thinking about building some new professional relationships by switching careers. Let's talk. We work with the best employers in the area, and many of them are looking for new team members right now. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you're a business leader who needs to add some employees. Call us, and let's discuss how U.S. Staffing can fill those gaps in your workforce. Jim, how can people contact us?
Sure. Up here in the Jackson area, business leaders and potential team members, if they want to talk to us, they can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. They can also live chat with us, Ben, on our website at usstaffingagency.com. Or come on into our Jackson location at 707 North Wisner. We're over there between Ganson and North Street. I think we're doing construction over there now on the road.
Probably.
Right. Yep. So our phone number, probably, yeah, for sure. If you're in Jackson, you're good to call on.
You didn't forget it, did you?
No, 787-6150.
Okay, you're in the Hillsdale area.
Yes, we are.
Yep, we're over in Jonesville, from the Martinrea plant there at 588 Old Street.
Old Street.
Clarksville, Tennessee.
Tennessee.
And Grand Rapids yet or no?
We are opening Grand Rapids. We are probably going to open the doors on that office January 1, possibly the beginning of December. But if it gets too far into December, we'll probably just wait till the first of the year. Mm-hmm. We're in the process of finalizing that lease and building out that office. Yep.
And we're also in Battle Creek.
And Battle Creek.
Yep. Mm-hmm. U.S. Staffing.